on the road, just outside the village, as you quite rightly point out there, on the road over by Frydenberg factory as you go over to the gate crossing, quite a significant fire spread on both sides of the road. So both Mohill fire units and Carrick and Shannon were deployed to it. Now, thankfully, there was no one hurt or anything, and they managed to bring it under control. But again, last night, they were called again. There was a danger that it could spread to a local forest there, and would have been a couple of houses there. There's a log cabin there that would have been under threat. But again, it was brought under control, thankfully, and I'd like to pay tribute to the fire crews from both Carrick and Shannon and Mohill. They really pulled out all the stops.
And what's the situation today? Is the fire fully extinguished? And what kind of damage has been done to the land?
Yeah, well, it was all bog land, Catherine. There's no one cutting turf on it or harvesting turf on it for the past number of years, so I suppose there's no one really, there's no turf affected, we'll say, with it. It's worrying in the sense that it could have been much worse. And you know, if the winds got up and was blowing in a different direction, God only knows where it would have spread. But in fairness to the fire crew, that they brought it under control. And now how it started, I'm just not able to tell you, Catherine. It could have started with someone just going by, you know, and have a cigarette lit and just fire it out, not thinking, you know. Or it may have started after having a great spell of good weather. It may have started with a just natural, could be a bit of glass or something, and the heat coming down, and may have ignited a spark or something like that, you know. So we just have to be careful, and look, I'd appeal to people just to be vigilant,